this is the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. This month marks the 75th anniversary of Glenn Miller's disappearance whilst on a flight to Paris on December the 15th, 1944. So today's show celebrates some of his best-known songs, as played on theatre pipes, of course. To open, here's Pennsylvania 65,000 with the late Charlie Baylock on Wurlitzer and Tim Fronchek on drums. The Wurlitzer in the Roaring Twenties Pizza restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan, with a track that narrowly missed the recent tribute show to Charlie Baylock. That song was released in 1940, one of 266 of his 78s that were issued between 1938 and 1944, and it wasn't a chart topper. Neither was Moonlight Serenade, although it did reach number 3 in the US charts in 1939. This is Robinson Cleaver's interpretation on the Granada Tooting Wurlitzer.
Thank you.
Night Serenade, which was, of course, Glenn Miller's signature tune, and which was composed by him in 1939. Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me was introduced in the 1942 film Private Buckaroo, with the vocal by the Andrews Sisters, and its highest chart rating was number 2. This track of Lance Luce playing the Wurlitzer in the Senate Theatre Detroit was taped in concert and released on a CD in 2009. Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me, from the pens of Lou Brown, Charles Tobias and Sam Stepped in 1942. In the early 1920s, an embalmer by the name of Elmer Albrecht composed a song while working in a mortuary in Chicago and unsuccessfully attempted to sell the song to bands such as Ted Weems. In 1941, Mr. Albrecht approached Dick Jurgens, whose band was appearing at Chicago's Aragon Ballroom, and eventually Jurgens included it in one of his radio broadcasts, but it still had no title. That was left to the frantic announcer and two lyricists, who quickly made up the title, Elmer's Tune. Thank you. Glenn Miller Orchestra's recording of Elmer's Tune went to number one and stayed in the US charts for 15 weeks. That was Liam Berry's 1956 arrangement on the Wurlitzer in the Hub Roller Skating Rink in Chicago. Matt Gordon and Harry Warren's song At Last first appeared in Miller's 1941 film Sun Valley Serenade, but only as an off-screen melody, and most of that was cut. It reappeared in Orchestra Wives the following year, and only made a modest 14 on the US Billboard charts. But it has been an evergreen perennial since, with possibly the best-known version by Etta James in 1960. Lou Williams' track on the Wurlitzer in the Alabama Theatre, Birmingham, dates from a CD released in 1996. Buddy Cole and the All-Star Studio Orchestra with Tuxedo Junction, taking us back to 1940 and another number one for the Miller Band, where it stayed for 9 weeks out of its 17 in total. That arrangement by Buddy Cole seems to pretty much stay with the original, apart from the addition of his Wurlitzer Morton hybrid organ in his North Hollywood studio. Sunrise Serenade was released as the flip side to Moonlight Serenade in 1939, staying in the Billboard charts for some 11 weeks. It was written by pianist Frankie Carl in 1938, who also had great success with his recording and which became his signature tune. This is Doreen Chadwick and the ex-Paramount Newcastle Wurlitzer, then in the Kitchen Brothers car showroom in Diss, Norfolk. Looking at the chart positions of Glenn Miller's 78s in the short time he was at the top of the big band ratings, it would appear that by 1942 his popularity was waning. But that was the year, of course, that he volunteered for war duties and his civilian band was dissolved, giving up an income of between $15,000 and $20,000 per week. At 23 weeks in the charts, with nine of those at number one, his greatest success came in 1941, with Chattanooga Choo Choo, also composed by Matt Gordon and Harry Warren for Sun Valley Serenade. It also happens to be the most requested song in the Pizza Organist repertoire. As bells and whistles for Chattanooga Choo Choo, Dave Weingartner and the Wurlitzer in the Springdale Music Palace in Springdale, Ohio, which operated from 1982 to 1992. The latest plausible theory for Glenn Miller's disappearance in the English Channel is due to pilot error, flying too low and off course in bad weather. His band lived on, of course, under the direction of Tex Beneke and later by Ray McKinley. But even the Miller estate has recognised Britain's Sid Lawrence as being one of the best recreation bands. That's all I've time for today, so until next time, which indeed is next year now, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.